Hello, Audio Boo. It's Saturday, the 25th of October 2014. It's 10 to 12, and I am having my second cup of tea of the day before I get sorted to go out to the hairdressers. I am having my hair done today. Looking forward to that. Got a 1 o'clock appointment. My journey to Great Yarmouth from London was okay, yes, last night. And I said yes, night. That's funny. Last night, met my friend Sarah, which is always very nice. And Zara loves it to bits, because she loves her. Zara always knows when we get to Ipswich. She puts her head up and then she starts looking out of the train at Sarah as she gets on it. And then she her whole body wiggles and she gets all excited. However, since Sarah's dad died last year, Zara does seem to calm down around Sarah pretty quickly. And it's only been since Graham died that she's become like that. She's still excited and shows that she's pleased to see her. But she's not all over it as much as she always used to be. I mean, she is, but she's not. Which is very interesting, because when Eden died, she was like it with Darren. She was quiet and allowed him to. So I'm just sipping my tea, and allowed him to sort of make a fuss of her, which is what she does with Sarah. So yeah, it was a very interesting sort of behaviour from her. As Darren just said from the other room, which you probably didn't hear, dogs are very good at sensing things. Yes, they are. What else happened this week? Nothing really. So I am just going to update this. I don't know what else we're going to do today, apart from have my hair done and have something to eat at Market Row Cafe. What are you doing? Oh, right. So yeah, we're gonna have something to eat hopefully at Market Row Cafe. Don't know if we need a few things or not. We might do. If we don't, we'll just come home. And that's Zara sighing at me. Thank you very much. Yeah, we are going to go to the Village Maid at some point, but I'm not sure whether we're going tonight or tomorrow. Yeah. Because we're booked in to the Village Maid Christmas Eve. We always go there Christmas Eve. They do like a pre-Christmas dinner meal. They sort of decorate your tables.
Christmas crackers.
They give you Christmas cracker, and you get a well, of course it's each. Oh, what?
In other words, well, I said you get a Christmas cracker. It's fine. You only got one, but you get one for each person.
Oh right, yeah, no, you. Well, no, because you have your own tables, don't you? So that wouldn't even be that bad. But yeah, we do get them each. They do a free course Christmas dinner, or you don't have to have Christmas dinner. They do other things on the menu as well, but you have a free course meal for £20, and even their New Year one is three courses, I think, and that's for £27. So you know, I don't think it's a bad deal. That was really strange. As I was talking, so now I've lost my trail of thought. Yeah, my somehow my audio boost stopped recording, which was really strange. But anyway, yeah, it's £27 for New Year, free courses, and £20 at Christmas for £20. And they do a Christmas dinner on Christmas Day, which I think is 5 courses. I could never manage that. I have problems managing 3 courses. I think 2 courses is about, I don't know, 15, 18? I can't remember. But, yeah, on Christmas Day, they do a Christmas dinner, and it's 5 courses. That's quite expensive. It's £50 a head, I think. Oh, my God, something's happening to my phone today. Shush, voiceover. Sorry about that. So, yeah, what they're doing, though, is particularly for Christmas Day, I think they're taking the money up front. Because what has been happening, and also they take a deposit for New Year and Christmas. Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, they take a deposit. Because what's been happening is people have been booking up and not turning up and not even cancelling it. And obviously they have to cater for so many. And it's such a waste. And expensive. You know, obviously, and they're not exactly charging a huge amount for what they're doing. I mean, Christmas Day probably is a bit expensive, but, well, they're getting staff to come in and work. Well, they probably will have to pay their staff extra to work, yeah. Because at the end of the day, you know, most people want a reward for working on a holiday, especially on Christmas Day. They've been opening the pub on Christmas Day for the past few years. I'm surprised that anyone actually chooses to work and they haven't refused point blank. But then I'm sure they probably have to make it worth their while, otherwise they wouldn't come. If you were just getting the ordinary pay, you'd probably think, well, what's the point? You know, they can not have people to work. So, yeah, I mean, it's one of those things, really, that, you know, you want people to work on Christmas Day or even New Year's Day, you have to pay the price. Because you get certain places where they'll pay double, and certain people who don't have families or choose not to or don't celebrate Christmas, they opt to work Christmas Day because it's extra money for them. So, yeah, okie dokie, I am going to stop this chit-chat and hopefully update my upload this boo. If not, I'm going to be really pissed off. All right, I'll speak to you soon.